USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Multiple agencies, including the White House and Department of Defense, continuing working together to bring a U.S. Army soldier back from North Korean custody. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
We are still gathering all the facts. It is still very early on. It might take us a little bit of time to ascertain all of that information.
23-year-old Army Private Travis King allegedly crossed over the demilitarized zone after spending 2 months in a South Korean jail for allegations of assault. He was reportedly being transferred back to the U.S. when he bolted. Meantime, a Texas social media influencer is under arrest in Dubai for shouting in public. 29-year-old Tiara Allen from Houston allegedly raised her voice while trying to retrieve her passport from a rental car company. Her passport's now been confiscated, and she's been locked up for 2 months. Israeli President Isaac Herzog says Israel's democracy remains strong.
A state founded on complete equality of social and political rights to all its inhabitants, irrespective of religion, race, or gender.
While addressing a joint meeting of Congress Wednesday, President Herzog thanked the U.S. for negotiating peace treaties between Israel and several Arab nations. There is a flooding disaster ongoing in western Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear announced details Wednesday.
We're officially declaring a state of emergency across Kentucky so we can better help these communities.
The region was hit with nearly a foot of new rainfall overnight and into early Wednesday, setting statewide records for rainfall in some spots. IRS whistleblowers came back to Congress Wednesday to testify more about how they believe the Justice Department slow-walked the Hunter Biden tax and gun case investigations. Trump appointed U.S. Attorney for Delaware David Weiss, who led the investigation, has disputed the whistleblower's claims. This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
At least one person is dead after gunfire erupted at a South Florida Walmart. Police say Wednesday's incident stemmed from an altercation between two groups.
They were able to enter the store and apprehend one individual that was involved in the altercation.
Two people were shot and a third person injured trying to escape the chaos. One of the gunshot victims died at a nearby hospital. Authorities still searching for suspects. Congressional Republicans continue to scrutinize the Biden administration over illegal immigration. At a hearing Wednesday, former Texas DPS Captain Jason Jones told the House committee that the cartels are not afraid of America.
The reason they continue to escalate in hyperviolence and incapability is because if they don't, then their rivals could completely take them over.
The head of the House Homeland Security Subcommittee, Tennessee's Mark Green, laid the blame at the Biden administration's feet. The White House suspending funding for the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. That's according to a memo from the Department of Health and Human Services that said the institute likely failed to comply with safety protocols and did not provide U.S. agencies with requested documents. The Chinese facility is at the center of a theory that COVID-19 leaked from the lab in late 2019, triggering the global pandemic. The U.S. intelligence community has yet to reach a conclusion about how the virus emerged. The research institute's not received federal money since 2020. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.